How's everybody doing today? I'm gonna come down here and talk to you. Is that okay? You know, back in 97, well, before that, are you all familiar with the Highland Games? You are? Okay. So, are you familiar then with the strongman competitions? And have any of you ever watched those amazing feats of strength? Ever done that? Well, back in 97, there was a man. He's not a big guy. Doesn't look big. His name was David Huxley. Well, he's still alive, but David Huxley. Back in 1997, he strapped on a harness, and then they hooked a chain to a, listen to this, 884,000-ton 747. And they hooked it onto the front wheel of that. And by himself, with no help, he went. It took him a minute, I believe, and 27 seconds, and he moved that 884,000 tons 100 yards. 100 yards, he moved it. Now, guys have been, I don't know if before that, but definitely since that, there have been other strong men who have been moving all kinds of 767 and C-141, all those kinds of things. But this guy really made a hit back in October of 1997. What an amazing feat of strength, isn't it? That David Huxley gave us. But let's just say that you ended up being a passenger on that jetliner. And then you were told that you were going to move by the strength of David Huxley. How excited would you be that you were a passenger and you got 100 yards? You wouldn't be too excited about that, would you? You know, rather than relying on the engines, relying on a David Huxley, or sometimes in our lives we rely on our own strength, our own resources to try to get us somewhere. And then we find that we really aren't able to go anywhere as far as somewhere in the world or somewhere in our life. So we as humankind, we often try to do things in our own strength, don't we? Try to do things in our own strength. We try to face life. And we find out that there are things that are way bigger than ourselves. And many people don't admit it. I think of gentlemen who have never been to the doctor, and now they need to, and they won't go. That doesn't mean anybody here, does it? No. Of course, I can't speak much. My wife's had told me to go to the doctor several different times. No, and then I finally go. So I'm with you on this, okay? But we try to do things on our own strength. We try to rely on ourselves. But the thing is, as for born-again Christians, those who are truly born again, we have something more than our strength to which we can rely. We have true strength. And true strength is a total reliance on God as our strength and hope, and the hope that His strength instills in our lives. So reliance on God's strength and the hope that His strength instills. That's true strength. I'd like to ask you today to turn in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, chapter 40. Thank you, Michelle. Now you see, Isaiah had an understanding of what it was to trust in the true strength of Almighty God. He had been persecuted, mocked, and guess what? His life ended with one of the kings of Israel sawing him in two. The man knew what it was to have more in his life than he personally could handle. Yet, with all of this, this prophet was bold and he was courageous. And the reason was he believed what he spoke and wrote. Like Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 through 31. If you'll follow along as I read. God gives strength to the weary and strengthens the powerless. Youths may faint and grow weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint. Now, friends, this speaks to us. It speaks to us. If we who say we trust in the Lord rely on the true strength of God instead of our own strength and resources, we can face the good times and the bad times. We can face times of expectation and times of dismay with equal strength and courage and hope. Because we're not relying on our strength and our resources, but instead on God. Paul said it like this in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13. I'd like to take just this quick moment. On the back of our bulletin, there's a bunch of lines right here. And if you want to just even jot down the references so you can look at this later, that'd be fine. And so I always say, don't take my word for it. Get in God's Word and take His Word for it. So in Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13, Paul says it like this. I don't say this out of need, he says. For I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I am. I know both how to have a little, and I know how to have a lot. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being content, whether well-fed or hungry, whether in abundance or in need. Now listen to this. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You see, Paul isn't saying, hey, listen, when I'm hungry, I just pull myself up by my own bootstraps. Or when I have tons of food, then I'm good because I got it. And I got my food for myself. He's not saying any of those things. When he has a lot, you know, nice place to sleep and all that kind of stuff, he doesn't say, I did that. Or when he doesn't, he doesn't say, oh man, I'm going to earn more money and do whatever I can do so I can have a nicer place to sleep. He just says, I'm going to be content wherever I'm at. I'm going to actually handle each situation with equality because it's not my strength. He says, I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We can be like Paul. As Paul demonstrated a life fully rested on the strength of God, we could be like King David. King David only had short spurts of rest in his whole lifetime. If you read through this man's life from childhood, he only had short spurts of rest. But he knew what it was to have death hanging over his head, to have those who he should be able to trust betray him. He knew despair in all kinds of situations, but in every single one, he did what he wrote, like we can read in Psalms, in the Psalms. In Psalm 46, 1 through 3, he said, God is our refuge and strength, a helper who is always found in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not be afraid. Listen to this. Though the earth trembles and the mountains topple into the depths of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with its turmoil. Think on this. Well, we've seen destruction like that throughout the world, but in our own country as well, where especially the waters roar and foam with the hurricane season and, you know, down in Houston and all the destruction that was there. And yet there are Christian people. I remember just seeing online not long ago a group of Christians that just came around and it said how Christians handled the hurricane, and they were singing praises to Almighty God. They'd lost everything. And they're singing praise to God. Because they're relying on His strength. And it had nothing to do with their stuff. Sometimes we struggle with health issues. Maybe we struggle with addictions. Maybe we have family issues and struggles, or financial struggles, or any number of nagging things that, for all pretense, should weaken our resolve to rely on the true strength that is God. But remember, as David said, God is our refuge. He strengthens us in our weakness. That's what Isaiah said, that when we're weak, that's when God is strong. He strengthens us in our weakness. Paul dealt with this same stuff in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, last part of verse 7 through verse 10. He said this, "Therefore, so that I would not exalt myself, a thorn in the flesh was given to me." We don't know what that was. "A messenger of Satan to torment me so I would not exalt myself. Concerning this, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times to take it away from me. But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Therefore, I will most gladly boast all the more about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may reside in me. So I take pleasure in weaknesses, insults, catastrophes, persecutions, and in pressure because of Christ. For when I'm weak, then I am strong.'" That's how we as true believers should be, resting in the true strength that is God. When we're weak, we're strong. In the light of this kind of mentality, it's no wonder that Paul wrote these words in Romans 8, 28. "We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, those who are called according to His purpose." So yes, even in the things that make us weak as Christians or as human beings, God can show His true strength. You see, God wants to bring about good in our lives. Not necessarily good in the sense that the world sees good, but in the sense that we will become more like Jesus, and that we will gain more success, more satisfaction in our lives as we work in partnership with Jesus and do our part of reconciling humankind to Almighty God. Thus, what we say here at Joy Baptist Church, loving people to loving Jesus. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 3 through 5 says, "But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen and guard you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do what we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to God's love and Christ's endurance." See, when our weakness in the form of something sinful or harmful to our bodies or some kind of physical or mental ailment or some kind of family issue, we have a strong and faithful God. We can rely on Him. And He'll make us strong against even the strongholds of our own life. Thus we read, "The Lord is faithful. He will strengthen and guard us." Psalm 18, verses 1 to 2 says, "I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my mountain, where I seek refuge. He's my shield and the horn or strength of my salvation. He is my fortress." Paul himself said he called out to God for relief from whatever stronghold that was that ensnared him. But God continually answered that His grace was sufficient. God says the same to us. "My grace is sufficient." The prophet Isaiah understood this too. And we read in Isaiah chapter 33, verse 2, Isaiah saying, "Lord, be gracious to us. We wait for you. Be our strength every morning and our salvation in time of trouble." Like Paul and Isaiah, we too must call out to God for our strength. He will strengthen us in spite of our weaknesses. In spite of our weaknesses. Any of our weaknesses as we call out to Him. Psalm 28, verses 6 to 8. "May the Lord be praised. for he has heard the sound of my pleading. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart rejoices, and I praise him with my song. The Lord is the strength of his people. He is a stronghold of salvation for his anointed. Do we trust? Or do we continue to dangle in our own strength? There was a traveler on a lonely road, and he was set upon by bandits who robbed him of everything he had. Then they led him blindfolded into the depths of the forest, and there in the darkness, they tied a rope to the limb of a large tree. Then they took the man and they lifted him up and pulled the rope in and said, "Hold tight to this rope." And the man grabbed the rope and they let go, and the man just swung out into the blackness of the surrounding space. And then the robbers let him know his situation. They said, "Sir, you are now hanging hundreds of feet over a cliff, and below you is nothing but space and jagged rocks. If and when you let go, that'll be your end." And the bandits left. They left him clutching to this rope for his life. The traveler's mind was filled with horror and at the awful doom impending, and each dreadful moment only made his fate sure as his strength steadily failed. Started slipping just half inch by half inch down the rope. And it was at that moment he began crying out to God, knowing eventually his hands would fail and his strength would fail, and he started praying aloud. He said, God, you said in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, you said this, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid. I will hold on to you with my righteous right hand." Well, Lord, I need that strong right hand now. But no matter what happens, I'll trust in you. I'll put my hope in you and in your strength. After this, the man knew he could not hold on any longer. And he cried out to God, "I will rely on you." And then his clenched fingers relaxed their convulsive grip, and he fell. He fell 10 inches. 10 inches to the solid earth that was beneath his feet the whole time. What was meant for a ruse by the robbers so that they would have extra time to get away was actually meant for a renewed hope in this man to God. This man realized that God was his true strength, because he couldn't hold on to that rope long enough for anybody to save him. At the literal end of his rope, he finally let go. But it wasn't to his death, was it? It was to the safety that had been waiting for him the whole time of his terror. The bottom line is that God and God alone is our strength. He's our strength. The time of our weaknesses and in the time of our terror, we have to remember that he's our strength. And like that man who came to the realization, "I'm going to die, and so God, I trust in you." And then he didn't die. Well, we have to do the same. Doesn't mean we may or may not live or whatever. Doesn't matter. But to trust in God and his strength, to know that he's the one that brings about good. We trust in him, and then he's like that 747 with the powerful engines. And he can take us anywhere our lives need to go. But this means that we come to the full realization that relying on our own strength is of little use, even if we could pull a 747 100 yards. This past week, I was listening to a Christian radio station. The announcer said something, and what I heard and what he meant, I'm sure, were two different things. But what I heard was, it sounded to me like the announcer was saying that true strength, he said the words true strength, is when a person goes through something in their life that would crumble anybody else. But the person of true strength surprises everybody, and they are strong through it all, and they walked, you know, with strength through it all. And I just, he didn't hear me, of course, but I was just like, no, that's not true strength. That's not what the Bible teaches true strength is. That's strength that you pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. True strength is when you come to the end of your road, the end of your rope, and there's nothing you can do but to let go. It doesn't mean that when you have grief in your life, you don't cry. Yes, you do. You mourn, you cry. When you have a health diagnosis that seems bleak, absolutely you can experience the emotions and all that. Because you got to come to the end of you to have true strength. True strength is the strength of God in hoping in Him, in planting our feet where hope is found. What's very interesting is, after he said that, after I had that little argument with him, he didn't know about it. The very next song, the very song they played after he said that, is a song called O Lord. That's the song I want to play for you right now. I'd like you to look at this. I've got the words with it, if it all works. Hopefully it does.
You take all that is broken, take it right.
That was a song that played. And I remember saying to the announcer, of course he couldn't hear me, I said, that's true strength. That's true strength. When you come to the end of your road, that's when God's strength is there. Saw that phrase, I imagine. But when we take our stand where hope can be found, that's true strength. So for our challenge today, I'm just asking that each of us will face each day this week calling out to God to be our strength. Certainly we have to do what we are able and capable, but most of the things that weaken us are things that we don't have much control over anyway. Let's rely on God. Rely on His strength. Let Him do what God does and strengthen us in our weakness. Please pray with me. Holy God, I thank You for this time. I thank You for Your Word. The encouragement that we can find in the lives of Isaiah, Paul, David. And the fact that they were men that faced difficulties we can't dream of facing. And yet, they knew that You were their strength and weakness. They knew, first of all, like that man trying to hold on that rope, they couldn't hold on. They had to just let go and let You take control. And they too found out there was solid ground under them the whole time. The solid ground, God, is You. You're the solid ground. You're our solid ground. You promised to work everything for the good for those called according to Your purpose, so that goodness is not weighed in human measurements. It's weighed in eternal, godly measurements. May we realize that. May that be enough for us, because it's certainly the place of success, satisfaction, and fulfillment. Help us to rest in Your strength. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.